This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The number of Americans collecting disability payments has reached a new high of 11 million. For every 13 workers in the United States, one person collects federal disability benefits instead of working. If a new state were formed with all the people collecting disability checks, it would be the eighth largest state in the country. Federal disability checks are supposed to help those physically incapable of supporting themselves. But it is preposterous to think that all 11 million beneficiaries are unable to work. Americans today are no less able than 30 years ago, and workplaces have become more accommodating of disabled employees. Yet since the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the number of people taking federal tax dollars through disability programs has more than doubled. Each month, there are 100,000 more disability claims than there are new jobs created. Disability awards for heart disease and cancer have roughly the same frequency as they did 30 years ago, but benefits for mental illness have increased 177%. It looks like some able-bodied people may be abusing the system. Disability benefits are funded by payroll taxes. Job-creating employers and hard-working employees are bearing the burden. Each misleading disability claim prevents industrious Americans from being able to support their families. The abuse of the federal disability system hurts more than the workforce. It also hurts the severely disabled, who really are incapable of working. The disability program is on track to go broke in 3 years. When it does, many veterans who were severely wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with other legitimately disabled people, will lose their financial stability. Our elected officials need to reform the system so that the available money can be spent on the truly disabled.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
The big story this week, Fukushima operator pleads for international help as radiation crisis deepens. We've been talking about this nuclear situation in Japan for now over 2 years. And joining me is John, the Caribbean critic, who is a former British Special Services nuclear expert. And he's been calling it from the very beginning. We've predicted much of what's turned out to come true. And, unfortunately, it has, because neither of us really wanted to see it turn into as scary of a situation as it is. It really is a scary situation, ladies and gentlemen. For at least the first hour tonight, we'll be talking about the latest with Fukushima and the nuclear situation there. We'll be talking about how to mitigate it as best as possible, the possibility that you might have to move to the Southern Hemisphere. Is that fear-mongering, or is that a legitimate possibility? We'll talk about that and so much more in just a moment. But before I get to that and I bring my guest on, I'd like to discuss the time change of the Bob Tuscan Show, that is. No, it's not daylight savings hour. It's a time change for the better, in my opinion. We're going back to 5 days a week, all right? We're doing it Monday through Friday, from 10 to 1 in the morning Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Time. So that's going to be 9 to midnight Central Time, 9 to midnight Central Time, Monday through Friday, right here. And, in additional places as well, we're bringing on new affiliates, which I'm excited about. We'll have about 6 different affiliates just in the state of California, and we're looking to aggressively take on more so that we can continue to get the word out. I'll have Steve Starrs joining me on a regular basis, which I'm looking forward to. He'll be hanging out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we'll have a chance to get in depth into topics that I've only been able to scratch the surface with perhaps in the past. 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, is going to allow for me to do a lot more. And, I need your support. Along with this big move comes big responsibility. So if you can go to the website at Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com, and show us your support, both myself and on behalf of my family. We really thank you for this because it's a big move and it's a huge responsibility and allows me to do what I love, full throttle, full speed ahead. That's all I'm trying to do here, folks, and I'm excited to do so. That begins September 2nd. So the first week of September, we'll move to our Monday through Friday slot. Again, that's 9 to midnight Central Time, and I'll tell you more about that next Saturday, which will be our last Saturday, I believe. We might not do next Saturday. I got to check with programming, so we'll figure that out. And nonetheless, we'll take it
live Monday through Friday starting September 2nd. Let's go ahead and bring John. He's a nuclear expert, former British Special Services. And, well, I appreciate his expertise on this topic. And he's called a spade with this from the very beginning. John, much of what we predicted, unfortunately, has come true, right?
Absolutely. If you remember on the program, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, I was calling this problem with the increased leakage. And at least three of the six reactors had gone into full meltdown. And in fact, now we learn from TEPCO, the meltdown has been so severe that they can't even find the reactor cores. They've gone so deep.
That's exactly right. We're hearing from this TEPCO employee, the operator of the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant. He admits it needs overseas help to contain the radioactive fallout after 18 months of trying to control it. Internally, it comes after the latest leak at the facility was deemed a serious incident, according to them, something you and I have said all along. Listen to what the president, or vice president, rather, of TEPCO said. He says, quote, many other countries outside of Japan have experienced decommissioning reactors, so we hope we can consult them more and utilize their experience. Quote, in that sense, we need support not only from the Japanese government, but from the international community to do so. It sounds like they're desperate, John.
Absolutely terrified, because now we are learning that although they denied this proposition, many of the senior physicists and engineers at the plant are now dying from the resulting cancers from exposure to the radiation. This was also in a side report from the Japanese government.
Right.
But even the leaks that they're claiming, I believe is way below what the reality is. Because we do know that, for example, when that number four reactor exploded, the fuel rods were fired high into the air, and some landed in the sea, some landed on the land surrounding the this facility.
And how were they disposed of, if at all?
They didn't. No, they didn't. They fetched.
Jeez.
They actually brought in large bulldozers and just buried them. They were too. When a fuel pellet rod has been in the reactor for a considerable period of time, they say it's spent. Actually, what it is more radioactive than it was when it first went in. And the problem is that the radiation was so severe that they couldn't handle them. They didn't have the remote lifting facilities to actually pick them up and put them into bins. So they just buried them with bulldozers.
We saw with the Suwannee River plant in North Carolina that they were discarding much of their nuclear waste in cardboard boxes and burying them in a similar fashion. Well, they almost poisoned the entire aquifer of the southeastern United States, which would have been entirely detrimental to life as we know it here. It seems like these sorts of tactics that they're doing at Fukushima are just as dangerous, if not more dangerous. What kind of effect does this have on our environment to bury so-called spent fuel rods with radioactive particles in it?
Well, eventually the casing, the strontium casing, will corrode, and of course it'll enter the groundwater, and all the time it's firing off this radiation. And when it comes into contact with ordinary water, what is created, it strips particles from the water atoms, and it becomes tritium and, heavy water. And that's just flowing out into the sea. But the problem with the main problem with Fukushima, when to try to control this thing, they were pumping millions of gallons of water over the two-year period into buildings. That's now sunk into the ground, and the whole area of the plant is now unstable because there's been so much water pumped into the area to keep these reactors and the rods and everything cool. The buildings themselves are now beginning to sink.
Is this going to lead to what they call China syndrome, John?
Well, the China syndrome has actually already taken place because at least
three. Pick that up when we come back. You say it's already taking place. How so? And we'll discuss that. I hear the break music about to cut us off. Folks, we're talking about an extremely dangerous situation with Fukushima. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Talking Fukushima here. Pretty scary stuff.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Can you handle the truth, ladies and gentlemen, about Fukushima? It's a scary situation. I keep saying that because I have no other way to describe it. We were talking about the Fukushima Daiichi plant already going into China Syndrome months ago. I hadn't realized that it was completely in China Syndrome. My wife just yelled at me during the break. She said, you know, I told you this. So even I, your humble host, even I am not really, how do I want to describe this? I'm not really fully cognitive of just how potentially life-threatening this is to my family, to your family, to life as we know it on this planet. And yeah, that I mean, I can come on here and fearmonger and, you know, talk about the powers that shouldn't be that want to kill us all and the potential nuclear bomb being dropped on us all and the third planet from the sun, Nibiru coming and killing us all. And all right, maybe there's a potential for some of that. I don't know about Nibiru, but yeah, there sure as hell are sick psychopaths that want to kill us all right? But it's already here, ladies and gentlemen. The death trap on this planet is already here. And I don't think it's sinking in enough for most of you. I think we kind of look at this as kind of just a figurative narrative as opposed to something that's already here and already affecting life as we know it. John will continue to talk about the greater repercussions of this. But first, let's readdress the China Syndrome. For those that don't know what it is, why don't you describe it and discuss how Fukushima is in China Syndrome?
Okay. Right, Bob. In the first few programs that I did 2 years ago with you, I described the fact that once the cooling water into these reactors failed, then it would be less than 3.5 hours before the meltdown began. Once the rods began to melt down, they pool in the bottom of the primary containment vessel, which is steel. And the heat would build and build until it burnt through into the secondary containment, which is like a concrete cellar with 15-foot thick steel reinforced concrete. But as it built up, it would increase the heat and it would burn through the concrete and into the ground and through the ground. Now, they've lost. We know they've lost, according to this latest report. They don't even know where these 3 or 4 reactor cores are. They don't know where they are. They've gone through these vessels. It's already into the subterranean strata. It's burnt through the ground. But I did warn about that 2 years ago, and it's now being confirmed by TEPCO that they've lost contact with these reactor cores.
And what does that mean?
That's not the main, that's not the real danger. I mean, that can be contained. You can drill on so deep you go under the where you know these melted reactor cores are, and if you like, make a tub to catch these reactor cores. It's a special material that we've known about since the 50s.
What about for Japan directly, though? Does that not get
into
the water table?
No. But what is really disturbing is the fact that now we know the reactor buildings themselves are sinking. And being as the ground is so unstable, even a minor earthquake will bring down reactor building number 4. And reactor building number 4, contained within its steel structure, is the main cooling pool with more than 50% of the spent fuel rods that have been produced over the past 30-odd years of the operation of this plant. If if, and I hope, sincerely hope it never happens, because if that building sinks further, and remember we've been pumping water on and seawater and all sorts, the structure, the steel is corroding like crazy and losing strength. But if that collapses, the water that's at the moment keeping these, I think it's nearly 2,000 rods full of the mixed uranium and plutonium pellets, cool, they will start to burn. And once you start to burn, there is like 400 tons of this stuff in that one cooling pool. That means that this radiation, including all its various free radical isotopes, will wind its way skyward and find its way into the upper reaches of the atmosphere.
And that could be spread. That can be put throughout this planet. We saw early on the projected clouds that were going to come to the United States and through Hawaii and so on and so forth. That's where we have the danger to us come into play, right?
Well, that's just part of the danger, because there's another really severe problem with this material. Once it gets into the high stratosphere, which it will do, it begins to react with the ozone layer and creates further radicals, but it depletes the ozone layer. Once the ozone layer is gone, with the sun coming into its solar maxima, the UVB, UVC, and what have you will increase dramatically. What that will do, it will kill, literally kill, all the sea plankton life, and we'll get the, what they call the red blooms, which is depleting the green plankton.
All right, well, people might be listening now and saying, well, okay, it kills the sea.
But that's not the problem. You see, the green plankton produces probably more than 50% of the world's usable oxygen. It gives up, you know, it consumes the carbon dioxide, retains the carbon and releases the oxygen. And what we're now looking at is, in fact, in some cities, I mean, oxygen depletion has already taken place worldwide, but in some cities, instead of the normal 20-24% oxygen, we're now down to 18%. And in Mexico City, in the center of Mexico City, Tokyo, and the other huge conurbations like Cairo, oxygen is down to almost 11% of atmospheric gas.
It's non-existent, and we talk about Armageddon, rather, in China.
Yeah.
They've been worried about that with pollution there. This is really serious. When we come back, I want to ask you more about this. We got to take another quick break, John, and then I promise we'll pick it right back up there. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase
okay.
The devil out of earth.
Welcome back.
I'm gonna send him to outer space.
To the Bob Tuscan Show. This is a very scary situation, and we're just hearing now that much of the oxygen supply on planet. I'm about to pass out if I keep doing that. But welcome back. We were talking about the oxygen supply being greatly depleted because of the Fukushima Daiichi disaster. John, let's pick it up right there. By the way, John is our nuclear expert. He is a former nuclear specialist for the British Special Forces. John?
Yeah. Well, it's a complicated reaction in the high atmosphere, but eventually it will destroy the ozone, which then will allow the we know we've already got ozone holes, you know.
Is this for the entire planet or only the northern hemisphere?
No, it will spread eventually over about 2 years. The radiation will spread through all the oceans. I mean, there are interocean currents. Although in the currents, they give a false reading because there are certain, a railway line of water coming across the Pacific into the and it's called the Northern Current, and it comes down the coast of California and then turns back again. But some of it loops off to go further north and some further south. But that is where the majority of the radiation is, in this fast-flowing current. It does spill off to each side and eventually will contaminate the whole of the ocean, but the majority of the contamination is within these currents, because the current actually originates just off the coast of Japan near Fukushima because of that deep trench. So anyways, but basically what we're looking at is if this number four reactor does collapse and literally the cooling of the majority of these rods.
Will you feed those dogs already?
There's a dog at the gate.
I guess they're barking at the Fukushima situation. All right, I'm sorry to be distracted. Okay, recap here. All right, well, we're talking about...
But if this does go down, then we're going to get burning rods, and there's no way to stop that. It will create this problem in the high atmosphere, which will kill the green plankton in the sea, which will further deplete the oxygen supply.
And without oxygen, what happens?
It's basically an extinction-level event. If that happens, it is an extinction-level event. There is no way to
protect ourselves. What can we do? Come on, I'm not going to take we're all going to die for an answer. What can we do about this?
No, well, the problem is, if you look at the, even in Revelations, they talk about this wormwood. But basically, what I'm seeing is there is some truth in what that book tells us, in that the sea will turn red if this particular event takes place, because of the red algae bloom, and it will be the color of blood.
All right, so that might be a coincidence. Others might argue
it might be a coincidence, or it may be. But what it means is these red algae are toxic. All sea life.
Well, John, you're telling me, okay, I get the premise here. The seas eat up the beneficial algae and we're screwed because we have no oxygen. What can we do about this? I'm not going to take we're all going to die as an answer. How can we save ourselves?
TEPCO has not been telling us the truth, and neither have the Japanese government. We need to get the world's leading experts over there to stabilize this problem. The first thing they've got to do is stop pumping water into the damn thing. Because the water is turning the ground into a swamp, a mush.
We discussed this from the very beginning. We've talked about how they could have contained it ages ago, and there was several methods in which we talked about them doing so with. But, John, we've wondered, do they want to stop this madness? Or is this the kill shot? Is this... Being done by the eugenicist and being maintained by the eugenicist?
I've no real idea, and all I'm interested in is the function and the methodology and scientific reality of the situation. If they don't stop pumping water into that swampy ground, these reactors will collapse. Then the worst-case scenario is almost inevitable. They have got to stop this nonsense. They're talking about now building a second retaining wall between the plant and the sea. All that will do is to hold the water back for a while and turn the land into an even more sloppy mush. You know, so whatever they try now, almost anything they try will see a worst-case scenario take place. They've got to get those rods out of that number four reactor cooling pool, and they've got to get them out quick because the whole building is corroding because of the water and seawater they've been pumping into it. The strength of the building is lost. The stability of the ground is lost. It's gone. They're talking now, maybe we should put pipes into the ground, into the earth, and freeze this swampy soup that they've created by all this water. But, I mean, it's going to take enormous amounts of energy. And where do they get this enormous amounts of energy from? Oh, the nuclear plants, for goodness sake. Yep. It's nonsense.
And other potential disasters. John, I want to ask a question from our chat room. By the way, that's at bobtuskin2skin.com. Lark from Texas wants to know, was the Fukushima event partially caused by the Stuxnet virus and the Israeli company responsible to TEPCO for those reactor sites' security? Would this possibly have been the response to the Japanese Diet's early proclamation to inaugurate a government-sponsored investigation of 9/11 on its own? Well, I don't know about the second part of your question, but we do know that Stuxnet was definitely involved with this building, or excuse me, with this facility and its collapse. John?
Yep, absolutely. If you remember right at the very beginning, one of my main questions was, and I think it was the second program, what effect did the Stuxnet virus have on the plant? Well, I did further investigation. The Stuxnet virus in itself is not the cause. What is the cause is what they call the SCADA system, which is a means of data transfer which Stuxnet virus affects. So the control room would see a valve in a particular position, and the SCADA system would say, this valve is in that position, but the Stuxnet flips it. So it says it's closed, or when it should be open, and open when it should be closed. A water pump running at a 1400 RPM, which is its normal speed, say they would, the virus affects this data transfer between the machine and the control room, and oh, it's only running at 900 somebody RPM. Speed it up. And the technicians, for hours and hours, we're looking at that control board and seeing no real danger. It delayed their response to the actual disaster because the indications were being screwed through this SCADA system and the Stuxnet virus.
Because of the delayed response, would we have seen more lives taken?
Well, of course. Because once the delayed response, if they'd known what was actually happening, they'd have manually opened some valves and closed some others and done something about the pumps. But they couldn't. They didn't know that there was anything wrong at that time. They were getting all the indications for saying it was okay.
We see a report.
So we've had a flood.
To interrupt, but we see a report here of children who were 18 or younger at the time of the disaster, now in record numbers, are being diagnosed with thyroid cancer, a number one reaction to the nuclear exposure. They're being, diagnosed with tumors and lumps. Also, we had 44 children beforehand, and now the numbers have grown exponentially. This is really scary, folks, and it's not just Japan that has to worry about it. As we are going to continue to discuss, this could be a worldwide disaster. This is perhaps a worldwide disaster. We'll be right back. It's the Bob Tuskin Show.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
It really is a scary future, and we're doing our best to vet this out thoroughly. John, where do we stand?
Well, Bob, the big lie from the nuclear industry that these plants are safe is the real big one, because around all the plants there are spikes of thyroid cancers and leukemias. The reason is, once in these water-cooled reactors, you create tritium, and it's tritium under pressure and at quite a high temperature. The tritium itself can migrate through the water, because the atom is so small, it can migrate through the steel into the building, and then from the building it goes anywhere. You know,
you've been safe. You were working around many nuclear facilities in your day. Are you sick?
Yeah, because once I'd received a certain level of becquerels, I had to spend 3 years away from any radiation source. Okay. So I'd worked there for 6 months, reached the level that which was considered to be safe, which we know it really isn't. But then I had to spend 3 years away from it.
Is there anything, is there such thing as safe radiation? You know, we've been told that certain levels are safe for us. Is that true?
No. It's not true because, you know, they say these alpha and beta particles are not too dangerous. But the reality is...
Jeez, what is that?
That's my goddaughter.
Oh, okay.
she's almost 2 years old. She's a lovely girl.
She's not too far in age from my son.
Yeah, but I mean, I you know, this whole thing is a disaster.
Well, it's scary because we have children, and this is a real hindrance to their future.
I mean, there are treatments which can ameliorate the effects of radiation, but they can't stop it. They can only ameliorate.
What are these treatments?
There are special treatments in I forget the chemical names, but that means they were developed in the 50s and 60s. We've known about them for an awful long time.
Iodine?
Iodine is one to prevent it reaching the thyroid.
That's only for
but
the
what
thyroid.
We're looking at is the alpha, you know, the alpha and beta particles, when you breathe them in, and if they stick to the lining of the lungs, they're firing these rays into the tissue from point blank range. You know, to get an alpha or beta particle on the skin is not too much of a problem, but to be inside and lodged in one position, in the lungs or in the mucous membranes of the nose or whatever, then it's deep trouble because it's constantly 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, firing this at your cell walls, and eventually, of course, the cell, the DNA, it cracks it. This is the danger.
I don't even know what to say, John.
The world's best need to get their backsides to do Fukushima Daiichi and move all these rods that they've been keeping on site to a safe distance, particularly the ones in this very dangerous reactor 4 cooling pool. If that goes, we're in deep. Already, I mean, the Pacific is so contaminated, it's dangerous to eat any Pacific seafood, certainly not sushi.
Well, because of the seaweed, mostly. Even if seafood is not in the Pacific, then you still got the seaweed.
Yeah. So it is, the whole thing is an unmitigated disaster.
John, next hour I want to take some phone calls with you. Is that all right?
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, so we'll open up the phone lines next hour at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. John, can we acknowledge that there are a group of people out there that consider themselves to be gods, they consider themselves to be elites, and that they are aware of this and actively doing something about it for their sake. Not for anybody else, but for their sake.
Oh, I'm sure plans are being made. That's why we hear of all this food stuff being accumulated.
Are they going underground?
Going underground. Well, we hear about Moscow building this huge underground facility, Beijing doing the same, America doing the same. You know, this has been known about for an awful long time.
Right. Well, I don't know what's going to happen here, John, but we're going to keep our eyes on it. So just recap for those just tuning in, where do we stand with the Fukushima disaster?
The Fukushima disaster is is on the point of an absolute catastrophe. We know that at least three, if not four, of the reactor cores have actually melted down in a, although it would be a Chilean syndrome, because it's Chile that's on the opposite side of the world, not China.
Okay, fair enough. The Chileans.
It's Chilean syndrome.
By the way, John has just coined that, ladies and gentlemen, so don't think about using it. No. Steal it if you like. So we have the Chilean syndrome, a.k.a. China syndrome, going on. What else?
Then we have this very dangerous, the very dangerous instability of the land, of the site, because of all the water pumped in to try and keep this, these reactors and reactor cores cool. It's caused the land to become like your Everglades, Florida swamp. You know, I mean, the buildings are actually sinking into the ground because the earth is now so soft. It's been softened and loosened by water. Right. A minor earthquake and those buildings will not stand or shake around.
And the other thing you brought up was the algae situation. I haven't heard many other outlets discussing this. This is serious.
Well, yeah, if number four reactor does actually break.
And what's the likelihood of that?
Highly, because of the instability in the ground and the prevalence of earthquakes in that very well-known fault line.
So one more earthquake could set it off easily, if not without an earthquake.
If not without an earthquake, if the sinking continues, obviously the heaviest side of the building will sink faster than the other, and it'll just tip it over. And then you've lost the cooling pool. Then you've got the fires, and this all these free radicals going into the high atmosphere causes a reaction along with the ozone layer. You strip a particle. You know, the gamma radiation coming off the Fukushima free radicals will strip a particle off the ozone and make it useless for blocking UV, turn it into just one big massive hole. And if that then happens, then UV A, B, C, and D will come piling through full strength. That will kill the green algae, which will reduce the oxygen production of the seas, and remember that the earth is 4/5 covered by water.
Yep.
So, and the green algae consume the carbon dioxide. They eat the carbon and through photosynthesis fix
and
that.
And produce oxygen, and that's what we need to breathe and to have
oxygen.
Life on this planet. John, yeah. We're coming to the end of this hour. We'll pick it up next hour. Of course, TEPCO a couple weeks ago admitted the leakage of 300 tons of water with monstrous radiation levels, and we've covered that and so much more as this ongoing situation develops. John is our guest. He is a former nuclear specialist with the British Special Forces, and we'll take your calls as well at 800-313-9443 next hour.
The Bob Tusk.
Freedom.